بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه أهلك أعداءه. السلام عليك يا بنت ولي الله، السلام عليك يا أخت ولي الله، السلام عليك يا عمة ولي الله، السلام عليك يا فاطمة، يا فاطمة المعصومة، ورحمة الله وبركاته. With the beloved's water of healing, no illness remains. In the beloved's garden of meeting, no sadness remains. They say there's a window from one heart to another. Is there a window where no wall remains? Is there a The ladies of this household are lanterns of guidance from whom to take inspiration. They teach us what it means to truly love. They teach us what it means to place one's entire existence at the service of one's beloved. They teach us what it means to be loyal and faithful and truthful to the Imam of one's time. How similar these ladies are to one another. It's as if the same story of love is repeated over and over. Al-Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam wanted Lady Masuma beside him to aid him in his divine mission. This lady knew my Imam is alone. What does she do? She leaves the comfort of her home in Medina with her relatives. She sets out on a difficult journey through the desert in order to join her beloved, in order to serve her beloved. La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. She knew that this Ali was alone. Oh lady, how similar you are to your mother. She also saw her beloved Ali was alone. She also left the comfort of her home. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Lady Masuma is on her way towards Khurasan. Her beloved ones are with her. She's waiting for the moment to set her eyes upon the beloved of Allah, Al-Imam al-Ridha, Ruhi lahu al-Fida. As she's reaching a place near the holy city of Qom, the caravan is attacked. It's related, her beloved ones are murdered before her eyes. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. The enemies of Allah knew that if this lady was to reach Khurasan, it would be the same as when Lady Zainab aided her imam and prevented the imam from being forgotten. La ilaha illallah. The lady's beloved ones are murdered and massacred. It's related she falls very ill. She's brought to the holy city of Qom. She spends the remainder of her days in this world worshipping Allah until finally meeting him. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. How similar is this story to another before? Another master and lover, another sister and brother, another journey through the desert, yet another, la ilaha illallah. But the journey of that lady was much shorter. The journey of Lady Masuma was from Medina to Khurasan. But the journey of this lady was from the tents into the battlefield. And there's one difference between these two journeys. Oh Lady Masuma, you left your home in the hope of seeing your beloved. But before you could reach him, Allah called you to his side. The journey of this lady was different. For in those final moments, she saw her beloved. But ya Allah, would that she hadn't. It was too late. Al-Hussein was surrounded from every direction. Hussein, ah, ya Hussein, ah, ya Hussein. Wish to protect you, but I couldn't. I told them leave, but they wouldn't. I cried out, stop, but he didn't. I want to scream, but I shouldn't. As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab al-Husayn.